they come to me. With regard to Buddhi Yoga, we have seen in the second chapter, Sri Krishna gives the idea of Buddhi Yoga. The second chapter itself is called Buddhi Yoga. But that Buddhi Yoga is a yoga by which the real and the unreal are discriminated between. By Buddhi Yoga, you discriminate and distinguish between that which is eternal and that which is not eternal. You distinguish between Purusha and Prakriti. You come out of the clutches of Prakriti and you enter into Purusha consciousness. That is the basic message of the second chapter. If you make your buddhi, your intellect, pure and sharp, then you will see what is real and what is unreal. Then you will see what is eternal and what is not eternal. Then you will see what is Purusha and what is Prakriti. Then you will see how you are bound by Prakriti and how you can liberate yourself from Prakriti, enter into Purusha consciousness. Now, another Buddhi Yoga is now given in the 10th chapter, which arises out of devotion. That was purely by intellectual operation, you perceive the distinctions. But now, Tesham satadyuktanam bhajatam priti purvakam. If you devote yourself to me thoroughly, all those who are devoted to the Supreme Divine thoroughly, they are given a gift, as it were. Dadami buddhi yogam. To them I give a boon of buddhi yoga. I give them entire integral knowledge which comes by purified intelligence. So even if you don't start with buddhi yoga, you start with bhakti yoga, then even bhakti yoga gives you the boon of buddhi yoga. Whether you start with buddhi yoga, in which case you ultimately go to bhakti, starting with knowledge, you come to bhakti. You start with bhakti, you come to knowledge. So, in the 10th chapter now we are told that even if you don't start with buddhi yoga, but you simply have love for the divine, then the divine himself will give you the power of discrimination, buddhi yogam. That's right. That's the connection of it. Correct. Tesham eva anukampartham aham ajnanajam tamaha nashayami atmabhavastaha jnanadipena bhasvata. Those who now attain to this love and therefore buddhi yoga, in their case with the light, jnanadipena, by the lamp of light and knowledge, I destroy. What do I destroy? Tamaha, ajnanajam, the darkness which is born of ignorance. And that too I do with anukampartham, with compassion. In other words, even the tremendous sadhana and tapasya we do, there is still a possibility of you not attaining to the Supreme. After the great tapasya, there must intervene anukampa. There must intervene the grace. Mere buddhi yoga, mere bhakti yoga is not enough. Great karma yoga is not enough. All this will lead you at a stage where the Supreme Divine graces you. Anukampartham. Sri Aurobindo says, aspiration from below and grace from above. When the two are conjunction, combined together, that becomes the condition of fulfillment. So, this is the summary of all that has been said so far, which ends with grace. Ultimately, all the teaching ultimately ends in anukampartham. With grace, the Divine descends and leads you to the Supreme. Now, Arjuna begins to ask a question. Having seen all this, now you can see the complete change in the mentality of Arjuna. Compare his mentality when he was in the second chapter where he decisively says, I will not fight. Decisively. He does not even ask Shri Krishna, what is your view? He has come to the conclusion himself and says, I will not fight. Afterwards, he asks question in the third and fourth chapters, a few questions.